Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
So here we go. We're going to talk about deeper. It's the last week before Vision Sunday next week. And don't miss next week. We got our morning service. We got an anointing service in the night. So it's a great time to just come and be extra in the presence of God. But let me read this for you. 2 Corinthians 3:16 to 17. 2 Corinthians 3:16. Here it is. It's like the core scripture of this month. But when one, are you there? Grab your Bible if you got it. I'd love you to grab out your Bible. I mean, you should have seen the teenagers. They all had paper Bibles. The high trash your Bibles, TYB. All of them taking notes. It's amazing. Here it is. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Because the revelation of Jesus is not a work of the flesh. It is a work of the Spirit. And that's why we always want to make room for the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you, we believe that the Holy Spirit is still moving. We believe that He is still alive and that the works of God didn't finish when the Bible ends. We believe that the work of the Holy Spirit is continuing to tear the veil so that people can see Jesus. Verse 18, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Being transformed from one degree of glory to another. Beholding, we are being transformed. The key to deeper transformation in our life is a greater attention level on God. And in the world we live in, attention is under attack. Your attention is under attack. But I know if you could give your attention to, when you give your attention to God, you start to be transformed into the image of God for your life. And so, Lord, that is what we are praying for every person in this room, every person online, every location. God, that as a church, you would do a deeper work of transformation in Jesus' mighty name. They all said, amen. Can you thank my brother? I've gone blank on your name. Simeon, I'm so sorry, bro. Give it up for Simeon. Love you. Come back soon. So everyone, you ready? You ready? You ready? Here we go. We're going to go to 1 John 1, 5 to 10, because this is what I want to talk about today. As we land deeper, this is what we want to look at, the transformative power of God in this scripture. 1 John 1, 5 to 10. This is the message we have heard from Him and declared to you. God is light. Everyone say light. In Him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. Verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word is not in us. And the first thing I want you to get today, everybody, is God is light. God is light. Light is not something He sends. Light is who He is. The very presence and nature and character of God is light. And this light is warm. This light is therapeutic. It's healing. This light is connective. It is loving. It is kind. It helps us see. It disconnects us from evil. It illuminates our reality and our need for God. It reveals lies that we have become aligned to. It is light that brings truth to set you free. It is light that brings beauty to the creation of who God has made you to be. And it is life that brings life. and it is only found in Jesus Christ. John 8, 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So when you look at the Gospels and you look at Jesus, every person that encountered Jesus encountered light. And the after effects of light were that sick people were healed. The after effects of this light were that spiritually hungry people were filled. Humble hearts encountered the wisdom of God. When people were full of lies and deception, they encountered the light and they experienced truth that sets them free. When people with darkness or demonic powers, presence in their life, encountered the light, they were delivered. He is the source of light. Jesus is not a derivative of light. He's not a type of light. He is the very essence of light. John 1:9 says, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So if there's a true light, there's also false lights. And you can actually be enamored with something that feels like light, but is actually false. It is a derivative of light. It is a reflection of the light, but it is not the light. It can be good things, but these things will always lead to disappointment if you think they're going to carry the weight of your heart's desires and needs. It will always leave you disappointed because it is not the light. You know, like you can buy things that are a fake version of something. You know that? So you can buy like a fake Rolex. You know that? And you can buy it spelled like this, R-O-L-E-K-S, Rolex. And it looks like a real one, but actually it's fake. And Sydney, there are people in our world that are enamored with a fake light. But that's why the church of Jesus Christ must be like Jesus, the light of the world. That we would carry the true light into the earth so that people can be set free. Psalm 34, verse 5, NIV, it says, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Beholding, becoming. As you look at Christ, your face shines because he is radiant. You know Moses in the Old Testament? He would go up the mountain, he would look at God, he would come down the mountain and his face shone. He would cover it up because it was the old covenant, but in the new covenant, the veil has been torn so that every one of us can be carriers of that light, that we no longer need to hide from the light. Come on, everybody. You don't need to hide from this light any longer. It's not a light to run from. It's light to run to. In the Old Testament, it did kill people. It was a light to run from. But in the New Covenant, it's a light to run to. To say, Lord, Lord, come and see my whole life. Come and look into my heart. I want the light of Christ. And here's what I want you to understand today, is that transformation and transparency go hand in hand. Transformation in your life and transparency go hand in hand. God is light, it says in 1 John verse 5, in him there is no darkness at all. There is no darkness in God, but what if there is darkness in me? God is light, there's no darkness in him, but God, what do I do about the darkness in me? You know, like we're complex, aren't we? You know, it's okay, don't own up to that, it's fine. But we, humans are complex. And the thing about our lives is we have rooms. The house of your heart has many rooms. And there can be a room in your life that's kind of like the cupboard you have at home, where you put all the junk when you've got friends coming over. You know that cupboard or that bit? It's got all the storage in it. It's got all the things in it. And you shut the door. I've got one of those. Jess and I, we have like about 1,000 toys in this tiny space. And so we just kick the buckets in. We drill it closed. We're holding it all together. You know that place? We have those in our life. And I might have God in this part of my life, but there's a room that God has not yet entered. There is a space in my life where there's not yet light. And the light of God, when it comes into that room, its job or the design of that light is to bring freedom and healing. Just like a doctor cannot treat what you're unwilling to expose, so Jesus cannot treat what you are unwilling to expose to him. When you allow God into places in your heart where there is things, maybe it's offense, maybe it's unforgiveness, maybe it's sin, maybe it's habits, whatever it is, can I tell you, when you open that area to God, he steps in and the light brings healing. But for there to be long-lasting and true transformation in your life, it means being transparent. Not perfect. How you doing today? You doing okay? Are you doing all right? I know. It's not about being perfect. So please just let that go. Please be set free from perfectionism, which is not a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, perfection, gentleness. It's not there. It's not there. Filled with God, but the overflowing of God in your life is not perfection. But there is a call to the followers of Jesus to live transparent. Not perfect, but transparent. That's why when you read down further in that verse, 1 John 1-7, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light. What does this mean? It means living transparently. Psalm 32:1-5. It says, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Verse 3, for when I kept silent, my bones, my inner being, wasted away through my groaning all day long. When I kept it hidden, when I kept it private, when I kept it away, it actually was hurting me from the inside out. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Selah. Pause. Then David says, I acknowledged my sin to you. And I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Can I tell you that God wants you to be free probably more than you do? And there is a level of pain in allowing God to come and treat something that needs treatment, that needs healing, that needs freedom. You know, it's like when you get a splinter in your finger. Have you ever got a splinter? Come on, talk to me today. You ever had one of those? You know, and it's in there and you look at it and the pain of taking it out just seems too much. So you just leave it in. Because at the beginning, the pain's just slight. Right? Just like a little slight pain. You leave it in there. It starts to go blue and black. It starts to get pussy. It starts to smell a bit. It starts to go off. Now your whole finger is in pain. You leave it longer. Now your whole hand is in pain. You leave it in longer. Now your whole arm. And the pain of removal is the price tag to the pain of actual freedom. It doesn't always feel good, but it'll make you free. And sometimes we will protect our feeling good over being truly free. But God wants you to be free. And what did Jesus say? Free indeed. We don't run from the light, we run to it. Say, God, I've got this in my world. I've got some bitterness. I've got some... And I'm talking about myself right now. I've never had to forgive anyone for anything. God, I've got some unforgiveness in my life. God, I've got some anger in my life. God, I've got some offense in my life. And it's building a fence. in my life. It's getting me blocked and stuck. It's what sin does. It's what these things that we harbor in our heart does. It blocks the well. It's a well that should be free-flowing, but it gets blocked. It's like in our shower, you know, every now and then the shower drain gets full of hair, and it's Jessen's hair, obviously. And so every little while it builds up, and I've got to undo the drain. I got to get a glove on and pull out this muck, Jessen's hair, and pull it all out. Clear the drain so the water can flow. Because when we don't, the water's just, it's in the shower, but it starts to flow out to the bathroom, flow out to the toilet, flows out everywhere. And we think it's hidden for a little while, but it starts to show up everywhere. And can I tell you, things staying hidden don't heal. They don't get better. They don't improve. They fester. The only true way to freedom and healing is to allow whatever is blocking the well to be exposed to Jesus, our loving Savior, and by the Holy Spirit who wants to come and set you free. How you doing? So there's two things as I close. Worship team, you can join me. This life of transparency looks like a life of confession. And confession is vital for spiritual growth and maturity. Confession is when we confront things in our life, receive God's grace, and experience healing and transformation. James 4 verse 6, God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. If you come humbly before the Lord, you're going to get grace upon grace upon grace. So we confess to Jesus and we confess to others. It is the vertical and the horizontal axis of the cross. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Listen, church, listen to me. Can I tell you? Maybe you've got some in your life and you feel like you're just constantly having to repent or bring it to the Lord over and over and over, and you start to question, is this real? Am I real? Can I tell you? Repentance, and it's not based on the quality of your repentance. Forgiveness is based on the quality of the blood of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice. So as you keep coming to Jesus, keep bringing it into the light. What did John say? Walk in the light. Stay in the light. Don't have to be perfect, but just keep coming back to the light. He is faithful. So we confess to Jesus vertically for forgiveness and cleansing, but we confess to one another for healing. James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Here's what I want you to hear today. I'm not saying you should confess to everybody. I'm saying you can run around and just tell everybody everything. That's not what I'm saying. This is why we have connect groups. And I'm not even saying in your connect group that you should suddenly just start telling everybody everything, but you should put yourself in an environment where trust can be built over time so that you can come to a place where you can share your needs. You can share things that are troubling you, that you can bring your real self. And that's why we don't want connect groups that are like 20, 30 people. We want connect groups that are like 8 to 12. Where we can have real conversations, talk about our real lives, say, I'm struggling with this. And this is what Connect Group is about. I'm so thankful to God for my Connect Group. In fact, it is so good to have Ken Grief and Sim here today. I love you. Ken's been a part of our Connect Group. He moved down south. Come on, give it up for Ken. Part of our church here for years. Love you guys. But every Connect Group, we go around the circle and we share a need. We share a concern. We then have made sure that each one of us have that one person who we can tell anything. I said, hey, you've got to have someone you can tell everything to. And I've got that. Phil Hubbard is my guy. He's been that for me for 16, since I was 16. Still is today. Lives in London. Still is today. But then in Connect Group, we talk about it, we pray for one another, and we help each other. But we've done it over time. And church, it's in Connect Group where you are fully known, that this healing and transformation process starts to take root. And that's what we want for every one of you, that you would be in that context. So sign up for a Connect Group today, amen? Come on, everybody. We want to help you find the right group. Stay in the light. Keep adjusting your life to stay in the light. As I close, 1 John 1-7, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Why don't you close your eyes, everybody? Walk in the light, and the result is fellowship with one another, deep connection, and a deep revelation of the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.